July 1, the Spirit of Grace, from the beginning. The prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1:21. It is the glory of the gospel that it is founded upon the principle of restoring in the fallen race the divine image by a constant manifestation of benevolence. This work began in the heavenly courts. The Godhead was stirred with pity for the human race, and the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit gave themselves to the working out of the plan of redemption. Before the entrance of sin, Adam enjoyed open communion with his Maker, but since man separated himself from God by transgression, the human race has been cut off from this high privilege. By the plan of redemption, however, a way has been opened whereby the inhabitants of the earth may still have connection with heaven. God has communicated with men by His Spirit, and divine light has been imparted to the world by revelations to His chosen servants. From the beginning, God has been working by His Holy Spirit through human instrumentalities for the accomplishment of His purpose in behalf of the fallen race. This was manifest in the lives of the patriarchs. To the church in the wilderness, also in the time of Moses, God gave His good Spirit to instruct them, Nehemiah 9:20. And in the days of the apostles, He wrought mightily for His church through the agency of the Holy Spirit. The same power that sustained the patriarchs and that made the work of the apostolic church effective has upheld God's faithful children in every succeeding age. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit that during the Dark Ages the Waldensian Christians helped to prepare the way for the Reformation. It was the same power that made successful the efforts of the noble men and women who pioneered the way for the establishment of modern missions. Today, the heralds of the cross are preparing the way for the second advent of Christ, and as they continue to let their light shine, as did those who were baptized with the Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they receive more and still more of the Spirit's power. Thus the earth is to be lightened with the glory of God.